Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. We had to take the day off yesterday with Ron not being here.
Sorry.
But we're back. No worries. We're back with the good, the bad, and the dumb. What's the good of the day?
Good of the day. Did you know Peyton Manning won his second Emmy in a row?
Wow, he did?
Yes, he won last year for the telecast of Monday Night Football with Peyton and
Oh,
Eli.
So that won an Emmy last year.
That won an Emmy last year.
Okay.
Both Peyton and Eli won the Emmy. But Peyton won an Emmy this year for just outstanding TV analyst and basically doing the same thing with Manny Cast. But Eli did not win
But one. Eli didn't win?
No.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. How did they? Oh, my God. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So Eli was quick to roast his brother on air. He says, man, I didn't think you could get an award for telling coaches to do something they already knew.
That sibling rivalry is great.
Oh, they're so much fun.
They're so much fun.
And now I'm excited to see the Manny cast because you know Eli's going to – or Peyton's going to have them displayed somewhere, both of them.
Yeah, and I like it that Cooper's like above it all. Like, it's just
right.
Like, ugh, two kids.
Yeah.
But they
watch my son beat both of you.
That's right. Yeah. They'll have more Super Bowls than both of you combined. Yeah. All of that stuff is fantastic. That's great. But man, that's kind of weird because I know Peyton is the more gregarious personality, but I thought they both were like Abbott and Costello.
Eli's came around. Those first couple of ones were kind of rough
question.
With Eli.
Yeah, Eli has definitely gotten better.
But now Eli's flipping off the cameras. I mean, you know, he's comfortable in this role.
He's definitely gotten better as a personality than I ever thought he was going to be. When he was playing, he was never like that. But because Peyton Manning always did funny commercials. It wasn't like he was taking cameras into the Colts locker room or the Broncos locker room and doing funny stuff, but he would be part of their videos, like to sell tickets. And he was,
his,
you know what I mean? He was always good with that.
His stardom rose from that, United Way?
Yeah. Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
United
that was Way, perfect.
That was
brilliant.
That was probably the best thing I've ever seen an athlete do.
Absolutely. And then cut that meat and, you know, all those MasterCard commercials that he was doing. But Eli, I just never felt Eli had that same thing. And then there was a switch that went off and he became this incredible personality where he is funny. He's very
engaging. He always seemed very reserved.
Yeah,
like just post-game interviews, there wasn't any charisma to him.
Yeah.
Where Eli had charisma all the time. So.
Yep. And you know, they try to they throw Cooper a bone. They get him in like his Caesars ads, and they put him on his game show and whatnot. But you know, there's only so much you could do. Right? But yeah, good for Peyton Manning to win an Emmy.
Win an Emmy.
That's awesome. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is the director of social media of Phoenix Sports.
Now,
Phoenix Sports, I think it just might be like a website that chronicles all the sports in the Phoenix area. Anyway, she took on the biggest chief of them all.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes made a comment saying that, you know, the Kansas City Coyotes has a nice ring to it.
Oh, yeah. I saw him. He's very adamant that he wants the Coyotes to go to KC.
As everyone is. I mean, I've seen, you know, our friend Patrick Creighton put out this whole long list of, hey, you know, bring the Coyotes here. The Houston Aeros have a long traditional. There's a long tradition of hockey in Houston there. So I mean, everyone's kind of looking at it because we learned, and after talking to Jeremy Roenick last week, I mean, there's nothing they can do. Phoenix is done. I mean, the Phoenix Coyotes has got to move. But anyways, back to the bad. So Patrick Mahomes said, you know, Kansas City Coyotes has a nice ring to it. The director of social media, Phoenix Sports, her name is Michaela something. Tweeted back at him, maybe you should have control over your brother first before, worrying about bringing a hockey team to Kansas City.
Oh, that got personal quick.
Yeah, it did.
But maybe she is very, very, very close to the Arizona Coyotes hockey team and felt like, you know what, you attack my hockey team, I'll attack your brother. It's the same thing in my mind.
Yeah, basically what she said was keeping Jackson Mahomes out of jail. Before recruiting the Arizona Coyotes to your city.
Oh. So a little fun sports banter took a dark turn and went to family drama and family history.
Michaela Perkins is her name. She is not backing down. She's fearless.
Wow. That seriously would be like if you were in a bar arguing about who's the greatest basketball player of all time, and then somebody goes, well, if your mother would get out of jail for selling drugs, and you're like, what? Like, how do you go from sports argument to something personal within your family?
Right.
That quickly. Like, that's... It's like, wait a minute, hold on. We all agreed we weren't going to talk about my parents or my brother or my sister or my cousin. Like, we're just going to keep it in the sports world.
But
if you want to criticize me for something I did with the Kansas City Chiefs or a playoff game I lost or I don't know, whatever. But you went right to my brother. We went from talking about a relocating team to my brother. Like, that's kind of deep. Deep cut.
I know we've had this conversation before, but I do feel bad for Patrick Mahomes about this.
Yeah.
Because his brother is just, I don't even know what the proper word I can say on air.
There's probably nothing he can do about it. You can't control your brother.
I mean, he's living off his brother.
Right.
Right? I mean, Jackson is living off of Patrick. I mean, clearly. I mean, unless, you know, he that many TikTok followers are paying his own way. But, I mean, every single time you see him, he's in Patrick's house. I don't think he lives in his own. Or maybe he does. I don't know.
There's nothing he can do about it.
No, there's nothing he can do about it.
Like it's
no, I mean, Jackson made a mistake. He could be in jail for a little bit or probably, like most celebs, go to that cush jail for 3 months and then be out.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And we won't even remember it or talk about it.
Wow. Well, like I said, maybe to her, Arizona Coyotes leaving is a big deal. Like maybe she's a really big fan. And something.
Right.
I'm offended by this.
Or
like,
maybe or she's defending Phoenix Sports, like saying,
exactly.
on, guys. We need to keep Phoenix Sports here in Phoenix.
Yeah, all you We're cities not losing that are anything. just chomping at the bit to get our team. Well, we haven't figured that out yet. So why don't you slow down a little bit until we can figure out maybe another alternative, which I don't think there is. But you know, don't get rid of us just yet. So, yeah. But I'm with you. I think it's sad, but they're likely to be on the verge of going somewhere else. I don't know where, but likely going somewhere else.
They can't stay in Phoenix, and that's the bottom line. I mean, can they sustain – I guess they are going to sustain another season at playing the Arizona State's ice rink in Tempe.
Unfortunately, unless you move in the overnight, like the Colts or whatever, you're going to have a period of time where you're going to be in a city knowing you're moving to another city.
Right.
You know, you have to set up things in the other city.
And how are you going to win? I mean, you know, the owner's probably not, he's not going to spend any money knowing that, you know, they're playing in a 5,000 seat stadium that isn't probably drawing. You know, you might get 100 or 200 people in that stadium.
Now, do you think the owner would sell it or do you think he would just go, I'm going to move with them? I'm taking my product and I'm going to stay on the team.
Know.
I'm going to move somewhere else.
I don't know. Is he originally from, I don't even know who owns it. I mean, he originally from the Phoenix area or I know that it's a, that the Coyotes, I remember seeing the stat that they've had more owners than playoff series wins.
Yeah. Probably.
Wayne
Gretzky owned them for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Janet got in trouble,
Wasn't he part of the ownership group? Yeah. I know he ran a team. He coached the team, too, I think. Did he own them? I don't know.
I think he did own them.
I think he did own them. I think
and then he ran into – I remember he ran into
problems, yeah.
Not him. It was his wife, Janet. Right. Janet ran into, like, some gambling issues or something like that.
But you know what else is that team has been in that area a while. I mean, it's been there for a while. It's been there since the 90s.
Right,
so it's not like it's not like it's – just got there and hasn't found a place. It's like it's been there for
1996.
96. It was over, you know, over 25 years that's been in that area. So whether 10 people show up to a game or 100,000 people want to get into a game, it still means something to some people, right? It's not everybody. There's going to be a group of people that are going to be devastated by the loss of this. It may not be everybody. Maybe a lot of people don't care. But it means something to some people, and maybe it means a lot to her. Maybe she's like, I'm a fan, I love hockey, and now it's out of my city. And it might be leaving my city, and I don't want you making fun of it with a tweet that sort of attacks my anxiety that one of my favorite things to do in the Valley of the Sun is going to be missing.
Well, a site called Arizona Sports, which might be the one that this social media director works for, Said the mayor is encouraging Arizona Coyotes to look at Mesa, Arizona.
Okay.
Which isn't too far. I mean, it's like Phoenix is like this gigantic thing, and you know, all these little cities and towns are right around it. So,
well, you know, that's the thing. You know what? There's a big lesson in all this. It's like if you want to stay in an area as an owner, find your own public funding for private funding for a stadium, for a building. Everybody, when you go to the taxpayers are more than likely to say no if they don't really care about you. If you're an NFL team, they usually go, yes, please don't move the NFL team. But if you're a sport that, you know, people can live without, they'll say no. And then you have to make a decision. All right, we'll continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's.
SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. We continue. We got the dumb to get to and the good, the bad, and the dumb, as we just did the good and the bad. But before we get to that, with so many bottles to choose from, there's always something new to try at Total Wine and More. How about a great Prosecco for under $8 or a French Rosé for under $7? With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly, B21. All right, so what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. I don't know if you talked about this yesterday.
Yes, maybe.
Or you know, I know you probably touched on it a little bit on Monday. But it was Phil Mickelson's tweet from yesterday.
Phil Mickelson's tweet. No, I did not. But I did talk a little bit about his support for Liv and his anti-U.S.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what this tweet was. This tweet was 19 hours old now. And it says, love Liv or hate it, it's the best way tour to be your best in the majors.
Yeah.
Says enough events to keep you sharp, fresh, and ready, yet not be worn down from too many tournaments or obligations. 14 live events, 34 weeks left open to prepare for the four majors. Fact.
He's 100% correct.
This is the reason why I put this in the dumb. His tweet's not dumb. The PGA, for what they're making people do, you know, is becoming more and more evident. You're getting more and more light to it.
We did touch on this on Monday. And that guys like Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau and even like Sergio Garcia. Now, Garcia is different because he's not exempt from other majors. Masters, he gets to go. Patrick Reed is the same way. Dustin Johnson gets to go to the Masters and as a U.S. Open winner. He gets to go to the U.S. Open for a number of years and whatnot. But the reality of it is that if you are sharp in the majors – if you play well in the majors, you get exempt into the majors again. Yep. Top 10 get to come back. Top 5 get to go. Like the Masters, top 20, I think, get an invite back. And if you're Brooks Koepka, this is perfect. Like, there is no reason to go to tournaments you don't want to go to. You play on the LIV Tour, 3 rounds, no cuts, make your money, play in the majors, win the majors. That's a life you're looking for. He's right. Phil's right. You don't have to do 30 events a year for the love of Pete. You can just play in a bunch, and he's right. You get a bunch of time off to resharpen, refocus your game, but there's just enough tournaments to keep yourself competitively sharp, which is what you want to do.
I know we touched it on Monday. We were talking about the sports washing or, you know, Saudi Arabia. Like, that's probably why you hate it. But I mean, it's becoming more and more evident of what the PGA has been doing for years. I mean, I almost look at it as the NCAA now. You know, where NCAA was just making gobs and gobs of money off the name, image, and likeness of their athletes. And I feel like the PGA is kind of a similar entity now, where they were making all the money and forcing all their players, like, oh, no. We sold this tournament because, they wanted you. And you have to go play. You have to go play this event. If you want your tour card to be active, you need to play in X amount of events throughout the year.
So you have to keep the card. You're right. You have to play in those events to keep your card. Yeah, you have to.
I mean, and it's just, God, I mean, you know, just, I mean, Phil's been relevant in the last two majors.
The thing that is, I think that it is becoming appealing is the time off, is the be able to take a break without feeling like something is in jeopardy. And the problem, right. The problem with the PGA Tour is, okay, look at race car drivers, for example. Okay, so you got a I don't know, Kyle Larson. All right, now he is a race car driver that is under contract for a team. He has a boss. He works for the team that is paying him money to drive the race car. So when the NASCAR schedule is loaded, he has to go to every race. He's under contract to do that. We don't talk about Josh Allen being able to take week 5 off and week 7 off and week 9 off. He's contractedly obligated to play for the Buffalo Bills. He's on a team. He has a coach. He has an owner. He writes his pays his paychecks. Golfers are independent contractors, so they're not employed by the PGA Tour. They're independent contractors. If they show up to an event and miss the cut, they don't get any money. That was something that they were trying to fix, to say, look, you know, I do have travel expenses, and I'm not Mickelson. I don't have my own jet. I'm a guy struggling on tour, and my expenses, they're pretty hefty. I'm taking my caddy with me. We're staying at this place for a week. I got to travel to the next place. And so guys are saying, look, there's a lot of tournaments. There's a tournament every week. And here's the thing. They're not all run by the PGA Tour. They're run by a group that wants golfers to come, and they've partnered with the PGA Tour, but golfers don't have to go to that event, right? When I was in Colorado, for example, the International was at a place called Castle Pines, which is just south of Denver. Tiger Woods went like the first couple of years when he was on tour in like the late 90s. Then he stopped going and he never appeared again. And so they were begging. Mickelson had won the tournament, I think, twice. Phil found it a cool place to go, so he'd show up. They were giving these guys, they shower these guys with gifts for showing up. Like, what other sport do you get perks by showing up to work?
Right.
Right? I mean, like, the Bills don't give Josh Allen a couch or a new love seat or a car for showing up. Like, when a PG, for, like, he gets paid to show up to practice. When Mickelson shows up to, like, a place like the International, there's, like, a gift bag of stuff. Like, it's stuff he doesn't need, but still, it's like, oh, my wife gets a beauty thing. My kids can go to the amusement park. There's a wine festival. I'm getting tickets to this spa that I can go on vacation. Like, every week, they're being bribed to go play in events by the organizers of the events who want to sell tickets. And so what he's basically saying is, look, yeah, you have to play in the live events because you can't skip live events. You're under contract. But there's only 14 of them.
Yeah. It's not something every weekend.
Right. So it's not that big of a deal to go to 14 events and play if you're healthy. Now, if you're injured, you don't have to. But if you're healthy, you're expected to be in Singapore and Australia and Tulsa and Miami.
And maybe that's the hardest thing is that, you know, one tournament you can be in Tulsa, the next one you can be in Australia.
Right.
And that probably is, you know, weighs on you because you and I have, you know, lamented for years.
Yeah. But it's not back-to-back weekends.
No, it's not back-to-back weekends.
You know, so you're gonna fly private, so you're gonna be in comfort. But you're right; it's a long flight.
It's a long flight.
But it's not the grind of the tour, which can really.
No, I mean, you look at these guys that, you know, just compete in the PGA Championship, and they're already, most of them are playing this week.
Yeah, they're going to,
you know,
start
tomorrow playing the Colonial.
Uh huh. Ben Hogan's tournament. Ben Hogan's course.
No, now someone like Michael Block, I mean, yeah, that's a blessing.
Right.
But for someone like Phil, who has proved himself, you know, to be one of the greatest golfers of all time, I mean, that's where, you know, I'm looking at it like, God, I mean, he's 100% right.
There, yeah, and here, if Liv survived its opening salvo of sports washing and all this, like, it's going to be an attractive play. Once, we talked about it when it first came about last year. Once you get through the initial stigma of being a part of it, once it becomes part of the norm, then the PGA Tour really does have a problem. Because once people are like, no one's talking about sports washing and no one's talking about Saudi money and no one's talking about its revolution against the PGA Tour, when all of that calms down and a young golfer coming out of college who's got real skills, like Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas level skills, and he gets to choose between one or the other, If Liv is able to convince the world golf rankings that their tournament matters, that becomes a more attractive place in the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour has heritage. It has history. Some of its tournaments are awesome, like the Waste Management Open in Phoenix is a great venue. But you can give that up if you can still play in the majors and play a limited schedule that sharpens your game and keeps you in the majors and make a boatload of money more than you can on the PGA Tour. But it's Phil, it feels like Phil is willing to dive right in and fight the good fight. Just like what yeah. what he believes is the good fight. I'm not saying it's the good fight. I still don't really like Liv, but
no, and I think and you
but
know
in his world he's willing to
again,
fight.
Again, I think the biggest problem that we have with Liv is who, you know, where the money is coming from.
Right, of
you
course.
Know, and if it was backed by, you know, like I've said many times, like a Swiss bank or German banker or German real estate or a French guy who owns a bunch of wineries, I don't think we would have as many issues with it. I think it's just that, you know, it's backed by the Saudi Arabians, and there's a lot of, you know, political questions about their about what they've done that, you know, kind of make us feel uneasy.
Yeah, and it's and the money but, was obscene. It's like they've given $200 million for a 51-year-old golfer for his image.
Just,
like,
I mean, yeah,
for
just
what?
To get that name out
they
there.
They can't even get on TV. Like, it's know. Weird, you know?
That's why I don't think it's going to last long, and I'm curious to see what's going to happen. I think the idea of it might last long. I just don't know if the Saudi Arabians are going to keep backing it.
Listen, the Saudi Arabia is not foolish with their money. I mean, like they have plenty of it, but they're not just going to give it away for nothing. I mean, they want something out of the deal, right? And what they want is they want positive exposure for their country, so that economic businesses will hold major conventions there, major, you know, and bring economic companies to their country. Like whatever it is, their goal is. They're not going to throw $1 billion at a golf tournament that nobody cares about. After a while, they're going to go, yeah, we're as smart with our money as anybody. You know, like, you know, Elon Musk can afford it, but he's not going to put $2 billion into something that's worthless. So, yeah, it does have to get on TV. It does have to have a better media presence. But Phil is right about the schedule. That's for sure. All right, we'll continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.